You're listening to BFF.M. I can't say that.
Listening to TV on the radio, and just picture that rapturous applause for the next hour as we talk about Homecoming, Beyonce's historic Coachella 2018 performance and now movie, which is available on Netflix, that I came a little late to.
When did it come out?
Like the 17th of April, I believe.
Okay.
And the internet collectively lost its mind, as it did back in 2018 when the actual Coachella performances happened. But I was kind of loath to watch it because I don't really like concert video, like concert documentaries. I'm not super into it. And I was wrong. It was pretty fucking amazing.
It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
I burst into tears like 2 minutes
I did. I started crying immediately.
Yeah.
And because I'm a white lady, I would like to speak to Beyonce's manager.
Yeah, exactly. It's Beyonce, by the way. It's Beyonce's all the way up and down in that organization. It's just obviously all Beyonce. Yeah, it was pretty outstanding.
Yeah, it was.
My old white lady review. It was. I don't know if you kids have heard of this musician Beyonce, but I think she's got a real future.
I think it's pronounced Beyonce.
Yeah, she's got a real future.
Yeah, we can just acknowledge the. I don't know. Problematic is maybe a strong word, but we are two white ladies discussing Beyonce in a performance that celebrates blackness from top to bottom and has a very strong. Historically black college university theme running through it. So, but you guys can't wait to hear what we have to say about it.
Yeah, but
I
feel
it's so good.
Yeah, it is so good. And one of the things that I love about Beyonce is that, so this was truly just almost 2 hours of this like fucking unbelievably entertaining like spectacle. Mm-hmm. Just this like show-stopping show that she put on. And also, like, Beyonce, she makes everything look effortless. She is one of the most beautiful people in the world. She's insanely sexy. She's, like, incredibly talented. Her voice, her dance moves, everything. Like, just... some of my notes from this were like, I can't believe she remembered all this choreography and then had to sing, too. Like... But it's just truly, truly impressive. But what's even more impressive about Beyonce is that, like, she subversively is doing all this shit that's on a whole other level, yeah. like, while giving you this show-stopping, like, spectacle that anyone who was at Coachella, even if they were 7 miles back, which it's entirely possible to be at Coachella, we'll never forget.
I mean, yeah, I can't. I mean, if anyone can think of a performance, a stage like court performance that's more impressive than this one, I would like to hear about it.
It's, yeah,
it was totally epic. Yeah, the amount of work that went into it. I mean, I stop me if I'm bouncing around too much, but this movie. Mm-hmm. I think I had 3 cups of coffee this morning. Yeah. The movie was mostly just footage of the show,
yeah.
but cut with, you know, some documentary style behind the scenes stuff. And they revealed that there for rehearsals were 3 sound stages, mm-hmm. like one for the band, one for the dancers, and I don't know, one for
drumline or whatever it was.
Creative. I don't know. But like, I just realized it makes you really understand the scale of this. This was like, this was many people's full time jobs for months and months
Months. 8 months of rehearsals. And she rehearsed for 4 months.
This was just
months.
For Coachella, right? Yeah. This was not like a touring show.
No, amazing. This was just for Coachella. And she rehearsed for 4 months before she brought anyone else in and then did another 4 months. She mentions in the show how she started rehearsing after just giving birth to her twins, mm-hmm. who were born via emergency C-section.
Yeah.
And she literally had to rebuild her entire body. While trying to keep a family going, while trying to like sustain this enterprise and just design this show that was truly historical. Like mm-hmm. Beyonce was the first Black woman who ever headlined Coachella, which tells you a lot about Coachella. But I love the fact that this festival, which is widely known for like being a festival full of privileged white people who appropriate other cultures, like Beyonce, there's this one like really insane, just so insightful line where she's like, so I wasn't gonna be like get my flower crown, mm-hmm.
I wrote it down actually.
Yeah,
it's more important that I bring power culture to Coachella.
Yeah,
after mentioning flower crowns,
like, are you fucking kidding
which is
me?
Double awesome because it's like a very polite fuck you to people who you know, appropriate other cultures. And Beyonce ended flower crowns with that Instagram of her wearing a flower crown, right? Yeah. Like, if you wear a flower crown after that, then go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's truly, like, that is the amazing thing about her entire career. Like, mm-hmm. Lemonade absolutely blew me away because it's also that. It is an artist really like using this incredible pain and this like horrible shitty period in her life and absolutely putting fucking her entire life on blast, but in this like insanely empowering way that just is like completely owning it. And
so that's what is interesting about Beyonce is, so my only hesitation going into this was that I know Beyonce controls 100% of the narrative about Beyonce. This is a Beyonce movie by Beyonce, mm-hmm. and you know, I've seen like magazine spreads on her. She does not give interviews,
no.
so far as I know. Like, she controls the narrative 100%. And so I was like, do I really want to see this like self-celebrating hagiography? Mm-hmm. And yes, I do.
Yeah,
in retrospect. But it feels very meta because this was like she controlled everything. Mm-hmm. The shots of her that were very intimate with her babies, mm-hmm. and like, you know, right after her pregnancy, it felt very intimate, mm-hmm. and it felt especially special because we never get that.
Yeah.
You never see pictures of her children. You don't see pictures of her looking anything less than ready to go on stage. So it feels like because she's so in control of the story of Beyonce that mm-hmm. anything she gives you that feels intimate and behind the scenes, it feels like the sun is looking at you, you know? And that it works on another level for the show because the dancing is so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like watching people, you know, take control of their own bodies and mm-hmm. autonomy back to the level, like, you know, there's a whole narrative in there about slavery and de facto bondage today for Black people. But these people look like they're not even bound to the rules of, like, gravity.
Yeah.
It's just so joyous to watch. And yeah. that's what made me feel very emotional watching it.
Yeah. You know? It's really just outstanding. That first scene where, like, the curtain rises and it's just this, like, pyramid of these... It's just black people. Mm-hmm. This, like, pyramid of black people with her, like, descending down. And, like, there's the, like, powerful, like, marching beat. Mm-hmm. And just, like, yeah, it's so fucking just owning everything. And the thing that's amazing is it's just, it's also a pure spectacle yeah. of, like, insane entertainment. And to do that and make it look as effortless as she did yeah. is, like, the best performer in the world mm-hmm. right now, like yeah. undoubtedly. And I was thinking, I mentioned this in my notes to you, that like that weekend, Eminem and The Weeknd were the other two headliners uh-huh. the other two nights. And can you imagine being Eminem, who is not known for a fucking very compelling stage show as far as I know, and having to go on and perform the night after Beyonce like blew everybody's fucking mind, but also just like the insane power. Like, she's so quietly almost menacing. Like, it's, uh-huh. it's insane. Like, she does control absolutely everything. So much of the narrative around this focused around 2 minutes in the documentary. One is where she's like, I don't feel like I should give any other notes until I see yeah. my ones enacted. In this fucking mob boss, like...
yeah.
everyone will be killed way, but like this super gentle, like, just, she's just like a pure artist.
I know. Like, it was terrifying because yeah. she was giving like a stern talking to the staff and then ended with this dainty little cough.
Yeah.
And then she says, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I was struck fear into my heart.
Yes. But it's just like the level of excellence mm-hmm. is outstanding.
Yeah, I just mean, her vision, like in that scene yeah. she was talking about, like, specifically capturing the performance on film and how when she's on stage the rumble of the yeah. Bleachers mm-hmm. that everyone's dancing on, is it really adds something to the show, and they were having trouble capturing that mm-hmm. sound in the film, and I was like, that's amazing. Like, I never would have thought about that.
Yeah,
you know? If they had filmed it and not caught that, I'm sure it still would have been fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But that, like, thunder percussive sound really does add to that,
yeah.
you know, halftime show drumline excitement.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it was really something. I was just like blown away the whole time. And yeah. and also thinking about, so there's, yeah, if you're Eminem and you have to go the next night, like, just the contrast in Beyonce being the first black headliner and having to perform to that level. I mean, not that she had, right? That's her vision. Okay, that's yeah. what Beyonce, that's all Beyonce can do is perform at that level. But, like, it just highlights then the sheer fucking, like, you know, I don't know. I didn't see Eminem's performance, so I'm not trying to shit on Eminem necessarily. But it's just, like... I don't know, you see someone like fucking Metallica, like, get up there and then just, like, shoot off two rockets, yeah. like, that are just a stand-in for their tiny penises, and it's just, like...
That's your kind of straw-manning Metallica's penises, like, here, but okay.
Just the level that she elevated yeah. it to, mm-hmm. and then, like, goddamn, it's just, fuck, yeah. like...
And again, for one, I mean, two shows.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That level of stagecraft for, you know, a 2-year-long tour would yeah. still be unbelievable.
Yeah. She costumed 200 people completely differently for each weekend.
I'm so dumb. The first 20 minutes.
Me too. Like, I was like, how is it pink now?
Yes. I was like, oh my God, like, stage lighting is a true yeah. art, because I thought their outfits were changing from yellow to pink. And then I was like, wait, her hair changed too.
Yeah.
Then I got it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, there were 2 weekends. I had the exact same reaction. Yeah, my husband took no small amount of joy in mocking me for that. But I didn't give a shit, because Beyonce said, are there any strong women out there? And I said, yes, queen! Like, it's truly just fucking, like, amazingly moving and yeah. powerful. And like I said, the thing that more than anything blows me away about Beyoncé is like that level of raising the bar and performing to that level and thinking about literally like every fucking outfit, thinking about she had this mass of black bodies on stage, but like had different characters. She kept calling them like different characters mm-hmm. and she wanted like the energy of like the different characters to really be highlighted, even in like the costuming. It was all slightly different.
Yeah,
the
way they stood,
like just all of it was just incredible. But then, yeah, for it to be this like, you like, I will entertain you, but you guys need to be better. Like, yeah. it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that's her whole thing. And that's why it's kind of mesmerizing to me that she is married to Jay-Z. because I don't know.
I don't share your distaste for Jay-Z, but I'm that kind of
fuck that cheating douchebag.
Okay. Okay, first of all, I just need to get out there. I haven't been reading gossip for like 2 years or 3 years because mm-hmm. it's delisted, it's blocked at my office, so I can't read delisted. I also, part of the joy for me in this was that I haven't been listening to Beyoncé because her music is not on Apple Music, which is what I pay for streaming, and so I'm too cheap to listen to anything that's not on there, but I have clearly been missing out. Some of her lyrics are just incredible. Yeah. And I think the contrast between her very like reserved public persona mm-hmm. and the fucking balls out yeah. lyrics. That's what like,
yeah,
when he fucked me good, I take him to Red Lobster. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I laughed out loud because I didn't know that song. But so the whole Jay-Z cheating.
Yeah.
And then her getting this like epic story out of it to like craft into a fucking amazing anthemic like thematically driven album. If you told me that that story was made up just to like craft into this thing, I would totally believe it, because I just feel like
it's all to check Jay-Z. That's what it was all to like just put him on fucking notice and god damn.
But it's like I said, Beyoncé controls 100% of the narrative mm-hmm. about Beyoncé, and I just feel like her personal shit never gets out.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, I think it's just a high level
baller move. It's all straight up, baller, like the actual most powerful.
Not that I think like Jay-Z is some angel who's too good to ever do anything bad. I don't know anything about either of them. That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing is I don't know. I kind of get like mentorship vibes from their relationship.
Who's mentoring who?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like I feel like it's one of those things where Jay-Z is like, I took her and I made her this, and then she's like, mm-mm. Nope.
Well, actually. I feel like subtextually there is an element of that to her persona, because he is older than her.
Yeah,
he was arguably more famous more like known for his own shit while she was like the product of a girl group.
Yeah.
And I feel like some of what she's done has been like wresting control of that narrative. Mm-hmm. Like she is who she is, but also proud enough of her marriage to do the whatever Mrs. Carter tour, whatever that was called,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing.
Whatever you think about Beyoncé, she's, you know, going to come out with something else.
She's also 10. Yeah. She's like 10 steps ahead of whatever you think about Beyoncé. And also just to be at that point where Beyoncé doesn't give a fuck about anyone but her mm-hmm. family, it seems like. Yeah. And that's amazing. And again, like, not to understate the fact that all this stuff was so calculated and so just insane, but also on the most basic level, just like the most fucking performative, like mm-hmm. outstanding show you're ever gonna see. Like, truly just unforgettable.
Yeah,
like it's amazing.
It's so fun. It's so full of joy.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And all the people that worked on it, the dancers that rehearsed, all those people that like gave their soul, like I just keep thinking, I'm like, god, like how joyful it must have been to like see it come off and like be on that stage and just like do it. You know, like
what fun it must have been. Like, I mean, I'm sure there was all kinds of emotional ups and downs. Mm-hmm. But like after 4 months, those people must feel like your family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the guy at the end, I laughed too at the guy at the end who said like, yeah, we're here on homecoming, which is ironic because none of us are ever going home ever again. Like, just practicing all day, every day, and Beyonce just being quietly menacing and excellent in the corner.
Right.
Just unbelievable. But also, like, truly the stamina that she developed is, like, to perform that show, to, like, be balls out, singing your ass off, and, like, dancing in a way that is, I mean, like, there are probably professional dancers that would have a hard time doing that amount of choreography. And then, like, to remember it, to create, like, the whole thing was just truly outstanding.
Yeah, I'm no dance expert by any stretch of the imagination, but there's something about Beyoncé's choreography that it feels just a little bit different. And I don't know, every time I catch a Beyonce music video or whatever, I'm just like, wow, like, those dance moves are mind-bending. It's not just the athleticism either, but, like, the creativity and the weirdness of her dancing.
Yeah, and also, speaking again about, like, controlling the narrative, like, it's extremely in her body and, like, a true expression of, like, her, like, she's insanely, like, sexy. Mm-hmm. She's, like, domineering on the stage. Like, yeah. It's amazing that there were 200 people on that stage and you literally could not take your eyes off Beyonce.
Yeah.
Like, she just, yeah, dominates. All right, well, let's do another song. And then when we come back, we'll talk some more about Beyonce and how she's outstanding.
Oh, I stomped on your Jay-Z complaining, but did we talk about her fitting into her old...
Oh, no, we'll get to that okay. When we get back. Adding to the list of people who have wronged Beyonce, that'll be the rest of our show, guys. People who did not give Miss Beyonce Carter Knowles the respect she deserves. All right, we'll be back after this. Maybe
bored.
Yeah. I'm also in control of the narrative.
Touchdowns on your runway. I'm Texas forever like Bumby and I'm Rambo in the O's. A million red like John Jay, I'm Camo in the O's. These thoughts can't cut me nowadays. You wish I was your pancake. Boy, you know I look good at four. Wish I was your baby mama. You can come around and give me good karma, but no, we escalate. Whoop in this bitch like elevators. Cause sometimes shit go down, but it's $1 billion on the elevator. Mama taught me good home training. Daddy taught me gotta love my haters. Sister taught me how to speak my mind. My man made me feel so goddamn fine, I'm flawless. Of course sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on a. You wake up, flawless. Post up, flawless. Riding around in it, flawless. Flossing on me. These diamonds, flawless. My diamonds, flawless. These rock, flawless. My rock sing.
I woke up like this. I woke up like this.
We flawless. Ladies, tell them
I woke up like this. I woke up like this.
We flawless. Twins, tell them. Say, I look so good. Hey. Goddamn, goddamn. Say, I look so good.
Goddamn,
goddamn, goddamn. How y'all feeling? Coachella, how did you wake up this morning?
Woke up the niggas looking like me. Woke up the niggas talking like me.
All right, I want you all to repeat after me. I'm feeling myself. Say, I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling my. Feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my.
Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my. Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. Change the game when that digital drop. Know where you are when that digital pop. I stop the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I stop the world. World stop.
Check this out. After Beyonce.
All right, we are
TV on the radio.
Yay! Yeah, TV on the radio now playing no stage at Coachella. yeah, I mean, I guess I find it fascinating that even that Coachella was the venue for that. Like, mm-hmm. I even feel like that is so calculated. Like we were talking yes. about earlier, that Beyonce would just like, yeah, of course she would do Coachella and like. Reappropriate it and just like
yeah I wrote it, down she said at some point as a black woman I often felt like the world wanted me to stay in my little box mm-hmm. and as white people talking about a black performance in front of a hugely white audience mm-hmm. Not to erase the people of color who attend Coachella but it felt like you don't as white people you don't really realize how much people are people of color specifically are adhering to like a set of boundaries yeah. that is prescribed to them mm-hmm. until you see it broken.
Yeah.
And that's what seeing this felt like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's, and again, doing it in this truly flawless, like we just played Flawless, doing it in this flawless way mm-hmm. where it's like unimpeachable. Like there's nothing you could point to that was like a low point in that. It never dragged.
Never.
I could have done without the double-jointed guy who really freaked me out. But other than that, like...
Again, reclaiming control of his own
yeah.
body.
Yeah. I mean, just truly just outstanding. And Coachella grossed in 2017. Coachella grossed $114,600,000 fucking dollars.
Wow.
They have not released the figures for 2018 yet, the year that Beyonce performed. Mm-hmm. But... yeah, I just fucking get that money. Like she mm-hmm. deserves every cent. She got $1 million for signing and then mm-hmm. who knows what else she got. I'm sure she's smart enough to be on the back end of it. And she has now a three picture deal. So this was
with Netflix.
Yeah. I think it was like, it's through HBO or something, but okay. yeah, she does have a three picture deal with Parkwood Entertainment, her producing company.
Mm-hmm. How exciting.
So this is the first one that she has released. And like you said, Beyonce is so in control of everything that seeing anything, which was still really inscrutable, like there was nothing revealed.
Yeah.
And even like her snippets of like talking all seemed so purposely placed.
Yeah, for sure.
And but it does feel like a gift. It feels like a revelation, mm-hmm. like seeing her with her family and like the, you know, even some of the rehearsal stuff was like blurry and you could tell it was, you know, it's really interesting like how on top of her shit she is.
Yeah.
And goddamn, it was good.
All right, yeah, so that's amazing. But yeah, that's, I mean, we've talked about like, you know, the NFL and white people making money off black people's bodies. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, a lot of entertainment mm-hmm. is that. And it feels like Beyonce has made a very conscious decision to be, she's the one
yeah.
who will decide what Beyonce is to everyone else and who will make all of the money off of what Beyonce yeah. is to anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. She's,
it's rad.
Yeah, it's super rad. She's really, really amazing. let's get back to Jay-Z for a moment. Most relatable moment in the movie is when Beyonce is jazzed that she gets back into like one of her old costumes, yeah, pre-babies, gets back into one of her costumes, and she's like, I didn't know I would ever be here again. She's like, yeah, I gotta call Jay. And so she calls Jay-Z, and he's just like, uh-huh. Not, and it's like, yep, ain't yeah, that about a bitch.
Well, yeah, every, they hang up, and like, she doesn't, I don't think she says anything, no, but she looks disappointed, and someone yeah, off camera says, like, men are never as excited.
Yeah, yeah, and she just like rolls her eyes, yeah, but yeah, like universal. Beyonce yeah, can't get any attention either, no, like, or, you know, at least not validation.
Whatever is important to us, we'll never, they'll never care, they'll never understand why, nor will they care.
Yeah,
that it's important to us.
Nor even care to question why. No. Like, yeah, there's no further thought beyond that. So, Jay-Z is trash. what was the other? Yeah, so there was that moment, and then also the moment where she like menacingly tells everyone she's not going to give them any more notes until yeah, she sees some of her notes enacted. And I'm like, I would absolutely be like running from the building in tears if I disappointed Beyonce. And by the same token, I feel like if I was in the crowd and Beyonce looked directly at me, I would spontaneously combust.
Oh, for sure.
Like, yeah, I would die.
I couldn't yeah, even imagine.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely die. Speaking of that, what was your, do you have any fan favorites from the crowd when they panned to the people, fan reactions?
I hate to give any more attention to a white man, but I do remember like this big white dude, like just like a huge guy, like just crying uncontrollably. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was sweet.
Yeah, I also like there was one girl right up front who just stood there with her mouth open the entire time, like just absolutely in a state of shock. Mm-hmm. And then there was also a guy who Beyonce threw her, she wiped her face and threw the towel, and mm-hmm, he caught it and he dropped like he had been shot. Like, he lost all bodily function and dropped to the ground, and right, then just like screamed ecstatically for,
he probably, I'm sure, the rest of his life. He was like, there's no sweat on this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's, why does it smell so good? Yeah. Yeah. She's fucking amazing, man. Mm-hmm. Team pink or team yellow for the, for the costumes, the first.
Hard to say. That fuchsia color was so beautiful. Oh, is the yellow the one that transitioned to at the end? Beyonce was in camo. I think that was my overall favorite. One performance she ended with like sequin camo, and mm-hmm, the other she was in white. And I think the
yellow was the white, but I'm not 100% sure.
They were bouncing back and forth. I liked the progression from this sort of drumline militarism to like the actual like army militarism mm-hmm, at the end. I thought mm-hmm, that was fun.
Yeah, she's amazing. We can also talk about how this was the welcome return of Destiny's Child.
It was a delight.
Where people also lost their fucking minds.
Oh, how would you not?
Yeah.
It's just fucking unfathomable to think about how long Beyonce's career is. And yeah, I think she's younger than me. But Beyonce, or Destiny's yeah, Child, has been around since I was in high school. And yeah, she was a child.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. And that's the thing is like, yeah, she's 37. So same age?
Younger.
That's the thing is like, any one of those things would have been enough to like make this a super memorable mm-hmm, performance, but like that's just not enough for her. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, no, you have to have like a drumline, you have to have like these tie-ins to like slavery, you have to have like, yeah, there's bondage, there's like Destiny's Child reunion, Solange is on stage.
I know. Also, was it me or did Solange come out on stage and dance only her, and not sing?
Yes, she did. But also like, what the fuck? Like, is there anything you two can't do? Like,
yeah,
it's just, that's disappointing too. It's like, oh, great, Solange can dance as well. Fuck. My sister and I can't team up to do anything. So, just saying that. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I could be, like, at a poetry reading and we would, like, I don't know, mess it up somehow. But anyway, yeah, just unbelievable, the whole thing.
Yeah, so good.
What else can we say about it? Kimmy complains more.
I was surprised that he came out, because so much of it felt like it was from that moment of, like, you know, the, was it Lemonade that was the, mm-hmm. the post, allegedly post-cheating album?
No, they've both admitted that he cheated.
I know that they've admitted it, but I don't believe it.
You really don't? You think
I think it's a made-up narrative whose life ties into their art that, you know, successfully.
Beyonce's.
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was surprised to see him on stage, but it was delightful. I liked their performance together.
Yeah, I, like I said, what mystifies me a lot about their, I mean, I don't know anything about either of them, so everything mystifies me really, but my supposition is that it is kind of like she's constantly seeking his approval, and I'm like, Beyonce, like, don't do that. You're so much better than him or anyone else on the planet.
I don't,
like,
get that vibe.
Don't ever do that. I don't know. I mean, it's all supposition. Beyonce will never tell us, that's for sure. So good for her too. I mean, how insanely hard is that to be at that level in your career and to be, I mean, they're both worldwide, like, international stars, and stars in a way that you don't see people attaining that same level anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that, like, their shit is locked down. Yeah. Like, nobody's given any interviews about anything, and that's truly admirable in this day and age. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, I think people who are coming up now feel like they have to, you know,
give
media. More of themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make any waves in this. I'm not good with metaphors today, but, you know, to, like, get famous,
to break
somehow.
Through.
Yeah, to break through. You have to just be like a public personality, but they're so famous that they don't have to do anything they don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And then what? Yeah. And then that's kind of the amazing part, is then everything that Beyonce chooses to do is, like, so above and beyond what she, you know, like, she could have come out and just sang for, like, 2 hours, and that would have been great. People would have lost their fucking minds. Yeah. But, like, it's like she, gave a voice and a stage to, like, these people that have, you know, representation matters, visualization mm-hmm. matters, and, like, just the beauty of doing it all at fucking Coachella, home of, like, privileged white people who appropriate other cultures, is just really,
and just the massive logistics of the whole thing for it to come together in this way that looked so, like, joyful mm-hmm. and light on its feet.
Yeah,
is
effortless.
Amazing. Like, looked not effortless. A single moment where it looked effortful or I mean, obvious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just unbelievable. Oh, yeah. I'm obsessed with Les Twins.
Uh-huh. Yes. Larry and Laurent.
Yes. I love the name Laurent. Yes. Larry and Laurent Bourgeois.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that they're very famous in their own right. They got discovered broadly in France from France's version of France's Got Talent.
Oh.
Incroyable Talent. I don't know how to say anything in French. But yeah, they're big shots, and they're great.
Everything was great. I mean, Beyonce, man, she knows where it's at. She's real good, that one. I think she's got a real future in music.
Yeah, she might make it.
And also, the other thing that's really outstanding about Beyonce is
she's 5'7".
Well, yeah.
Her legs alone look like they're 5 feet long.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing that's incredible too is, I totally lost my train of thought. Now all I'm thinking about is her legs again. God damn it. Also, she is so famous now that, like, this took a year to do for this 2-weekend thing, and we're still talking about mm-hmm. it, like, a year later. And that's the ultimate fucking power move. Like, everyone was like, oh, her diet was so restrictive, and she did. And I'm like, yeah, but she does that, like, once every other year for when she chooses to do something. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the time she's, I mean, I am not saying that Beyonce is not keeping herself busy, but, like, just everything, like, she's so in control of everything. It's like, this is what I'll release, then this, then, you know, mm-hmm. I'm gonna, like, Lemonade came out in 2016. We're still talking about that.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn, she's good. She's so good.
Can't wait to see what she does next.
Yeah, which you know, another 2 years or whatever. I'll look forward to it.
I can't wait that long.
I know. People were talking about, there's much made in the documentary about just what happens to be like a one sentence thing where she said that she's trying to get, you know, she's rebuilding her body and she's trying to get her stamina up. So she wasn't eating dairy.
Oh, yeah.
Gluten, meat, blah, blah, blah. Alcohol. She was essentially a fruitarian for like 8 months. But and she said, you know, she said, and I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know. I've seen a few posts about that where people are like, you know, isn't it sad that that's what's expected? Like, and no, I think that's again Beyonce driven.
Yeah.
And like that's what she needs to do to be at that level. And like, yeah, Beyonce inspired me to be like, okay, I need to get my shit together. Like I need to, my child's six. I can maybe put in a little more effort. Like maybe do something physical more than once a week, you know?
I'm and definitely not worried about Beyonce. I think anyone worried about Beyonce's diet can just calm yourself.
Yeah, that's She's the got thing. It under control. It seems so stupid that like that's the hill people are choosing to die on. I did see a funny tweet related to that though, where somebody said like, white girls are out there doing this every time, like before a wedding, and it's like, calm down, like you're marrying a guy named Dan who eats chicken pot pie. And I was like, if anything, the Beyonce thing made me feel better about all that. Yeah, it's the chicken pot pie that made that tweet so perfect. Yeah. But if anything, Beyonce, I was like, that is the purest use of, like, a diet. It is stupid to, like, cut out all that shit for marrying some guy named Dan who eats chicken pot pie, you know? But, like, yeah, it's like, Beyonce is an athlete. Like, that's, nobody's ever saying, like, oh, man, Serena Williams can't eat whatever the fuck she... Yeah. You know, it's just, like, that's just what she needed to do. And that's a very, like, good use of abstaining from all that shit for 8 months or whatever, you know? And goddamn. Is there anything Beyonce can't do?
No. This made me realize, as I said, I've sort of been checked out of Beyonce for the last few years just because...
Not part of the Beehive.
Yeah, and I knew that she has this, like, religious level... a fan base.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I totally get it. I totally get it now.
Do you think that there's anybody sort of on that same level or like near it right now?
Right now? I mean, I don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask, but no, it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. I was thinking, because you and I have both been to, we've been to Bruno Mars shows.
Mm-hmm.
Twice now, and that's also like a big production and a spectacle and like really enjoyable, but not like it's
a much more minimalist like stagecraft from a stagecraft level. Like it has very, you know, great lighting, the choreography's great, but you know, he has like seven dudes on stage
who
dance and play instruments, like depending on the venue, like maybe the stage goes up and down or something, but it's nowhere near that level.
No.
Nor does it have to be.
Yeah,
like, no, I love his dancing, and I think he's a great performer. I'm not saying that everything has to be Beychella, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's room in the world for much more minimalist performances.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes the music does speak for itself.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm fine with that. But, like, yeah, this was just...
Yeah.
From a theatrical perspective, above and beyond.
That is absolutely the thing that, like, it... really brought home for me is like, even if you're not necessarily a Beyonce fan, like the value in like seeing that is worth, I mean, the ticket prices, the general admission ticket prices that year were $439.
Yeah, I didn't know that till you I read your email this morning, and if I'd heard that before, I would be like, I can't believe people go to Coachella just to like pay that much money to be tortured by heat and dust. But after watching that, I was like, that would be a fucking bargain.
A huge bargain. Like, if you
would pay
only
twice that.
No, and that's the thing. Like, I was thinking about, I was like, those people in front, like, came to Coachella and just went to that stage that day. Like, that's all they did.
I'm sure.
And yeah, that is absolutely worth 400 and whatever it was, you know?
Yeah,
and
plus
like,
heat stroke you suffered three times earlier that
and
day.
And the indignity of just having to be at it. Coachella and see all those other fucking people. But just truly outstanding. Like, that is straight up bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. So I would now move heaven and earth to see Beyonce.
I know. It did make me just slightly sad that, like, now I would really love to see Beyonce, and I feel like I'll never be able to. Like, the price, I mean, unless I somehow come into money, in which case I would pay thousands of dollars to see her.
But I do believe it's similar to, like, Bruno Mars pricing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's, like,
could pull that off.
It's crazy because it's, like, it's a big, you know, it's a big stadium show. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, yeah, I don't think it's, like, $2,000 for a ticket to see Beyonce.
Okay.
I don't quote me on that. If anyone has been to see Beyonce and would like to disclose how much you paid, I am on board for any amount, really. I would not judge you for any amount that you paid to see Beyonce.
I mean, like I said, like, if I had disposable income, like seeing something like that, like Homecoming, that would be life-changing.
Yeah.
I would pay a lot to see that.
Yeah, I really do think so. I really do think that that is, like, a truly unforgettable experience. And what's insane about it is that it looks so amazing, but then just the sheer layers of, like, just the depth of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's true. Yeah, it's, like, historic. And then I also didn't get too far into the story, but apparently people are up in arms because Ariana Grande got paid more than Beyonce to do Coachella this year.
Really?
Yeah. So, but again, guys, Beyonce's fine. I wouldn't yeah. really worry about Beyonce. I think she's cool, but it is interesting that somebody with half the career, half the fan base. I don't know. I mean, I feel like Ariana Grande fans are pretty rabid hole. So
yeah, but, people seem to like her.
But yeah, it's pretty interesting that Ariana Grande got paid more than Beyonce. Doesn't seem like anyone in the world should be getting paid more than Beyonce.
No.
I feel like Beyonce deserves all the money. She'll soon start a cult. Yeah, she, like, I would definitely be down for anything Beyonce told me to do, like, for sure. Like,
she should start, like, a series of self-help cassette
she
tapes
that definitely you just like just a cult. I mean, just go straight cult. It's totally fine.
I mean, I think she's halfway there, if not more so.
Yeah, it really does seem like that. But she also seems, like, weirdly humble and, or I don't know, maybe not. I guess you can't be, like, 100% humble when your life is that removed from reality, like,
right?
But she seems genuinely, like, thankful and appreciative of her fans and just, like...
Yeah, when she said, thank you, Coachella, I love you, I was like, I would believe that Beyonce loves every single one of these people.
Same.
And I would like to say to our TV and the radio listeners that I love all of you.
Yes.
Literally, because the only people listening are, like, my husband and two of my friends. I love you guys.
No, I do. I love all of our listeners. Same. This is a complete aside, but... Busy Phillips ends her talk show by saying, she looks directly into the camera and says, I love you. And she changes her inflection a little bit every night. And quite a few times it has made me tear up. I don't know what it is, but, like, yeah, it's something. I don't know. I don't know who out there needs to hear it, but I love you. Beyonce, if you're listening, I especially love you.
Definitely more than everyone
else. Yes. Yeah.
But she's a huge factor.
Yeah, she's amazing. It was crazy too. My husband did watch it with me last night, and there was
What did he think?
He was like, well, he just kept saying, well, this is quite a spectacle, which is the whitest, oldest man thing anyone could ever say in response to Beyonce. Yeah, but
true.
I mean, he was blown away by it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then there was one part where she did one move and he gave, like, this involuntary, like, oh, Jesus. Like
I did just, that a few times too.
Yeah, like, just this. And he's like, I'm sorry. She's just, wow.
Yeah. Like, I mean, a couple times I was just shocked by, like, an individual dance move. And then a lot of times I was like, my back hurts just watching this.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, a lot of the moves, a lot of the, like, drops.
Yeah.
And fucking her whipping
and
her
in
hair.
Heels.
Yeah.
In heels? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, one other note that I have to, like, Beyonce controls everything, but the one thing she controls that has always, always been amazing is she constantly has a fan blowing on her, and I don't know why that is not standard issue for everyone walking around in the world. You all will look much better with a fan blowing on you.
Yeah. I saw that and was like, oh my God, my contacts would just fly out of my face.
Yeah.
But Beyonce probably doesn't. She probably has 20/20 vision, if not something better than 20/20 vision.
Beyonce just, looks like absolutely amazing doing it, because again, she has control of how far away that fan is placed to give maximum, like,
I know, I was
looking
thinking
amazing.
I bet there's some complicated setup where it blows past the middle of her face just to her hair, but won't dry out her eyes.
I do not doubt that Beyonce had all that shit locked down.
Yeah.
Speaking of Coachella making insane amounts of money, so I'm unclear on this, but do you think that Beyonce foots the bill for staging that, or Coachella does?
I have no idea. I was wondering that when we were talking about the finances, and I absolutely, I mean, why wouldn't Coachella pay for all of it, right? It's the draw to their.
Yeah.
I have no idea, though. I bet it's very complicated.
Then they make up for it with The Weeknd just having a sign behind him saying The Weeknd.
Exclamation mark.
All right, here's $50 for your stage and $2 million for Beyonce.
And just telling everyone, your music speaks for itself.
Exactly. You're not actually going to be on the stage. You're just going to be on the grass.
No lights. Just try to light up the stage with your personality.
Exactly. Just going to be on the grass. Yeah, truly just outstanding.
That's, yeah.
I don't know.
If you could have anticipated this performance, if you had had an idea, if someone came from the future and told you, would you have gone to Coachella last year?
I believe I would have specifically for this performance. I would have, gone in when the gates opened and gotten as close as possible to the stage.
Yeah. And then when Beyonce came out, you would have just quietly taken your flower crown off, put it down.
Exactly. Yes, I would have stopped making out with the problematic white guy I was making out with and put my Bud Limerita down and then just focused on the show.
You're more of a Mike's Hard girl.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably actually some alcoholic kombucha or some bullshit that they have at, some artisanal kombucha. Beyonce, man, she's really something.
I highly recommend, even if you don't consider yourself a Beyonce fan, you should watch this immediately.
I also don't think that you could not consider yourself a Beyonce fan after seeing this. Mean, I think that regardless of what kind of music you're into or whatever, just the sheer entertainment performative value is insane. And then you just take all these other layers of brilliance that she brought to the stage,
and there's a real nostalgic quality to hearing marching band backing. It's so it's really emotionally affecting.
She's so good. All right, we're gonna play some more Beyonce, and then when we come back, we'll talk. This is actually, I'm gonna play "Say My Name" featuring Michelle Williams and Kelly Rowland, and they were just glad to be there, as we all were. I know
you're right.
I frequently wonder what their life is like. Right. I mean, they're doing fine. They're both, performing still, but God damn, it's got to be just to be attached to a supernova like that has got to be crazy. But anyway, all right, we're going to listen to Say My Name, and then we'll come back and talk more about Homecoming by Beyonce.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You
sing
ain't
a song.
Running, say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change?
Say my name, say my name.
If no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running.
How's your day? But today ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, okay. Could it be that you at the crib with another lady?
Say, why you say that?
Something's going down.
better say my name. Cause something feels strange. I'm filing a complaint. I'm just asking you to say my name.
Shell, kick it with Kelly or Hallelujah. Gotta be cheese, you ain't out of your league.
You like them boys up top from the BK.
I like them boys over there, they looking strong tonight.
California.
We like them boys that be in them.
That was a fun moment, too.
All right. Yeah, the whole thing was. Yeah. Amazing.
I just Googled and Kelly Williams and Michelle Rowland both work at
isn't it Michelle Williams?
Yeah.
Other way around?
Oh, maybe I Googled it? The wrong people. No, they work at the Cinnabon in Omaha.
Oh, great.
Nebraska.
So they're doing great. Yeah. Maybe they know Saul Goodman.
Yeah.
yeah, it's got to be, what a life, man, that yeah. You're like, oh, here we are in this girl group, and then, whoa, all of a sudden, like,
yeah.
There's Beyonce. All right.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So happy for That's you.
Great. Hopefully you can catch my show at the Peppermill. yeah. I was really blown away. I have to say, like, I watched it kind of late at night. I was pretty tired, and I was like, oh, God, I don't know if I want to watch, like, 2 hours of this. Yeah, and then
2 hours, 17 minutes.
Yeah, and then I was just like, holy shit.
It's mesmerizing.
Shit. Like, yeah, just truly, yeah, mesmerizing. It's great. All right.
Yeah, I watched it at 6:30 this morning. Not how I would usually start my Sunday morning. I didn't expect to like start weeping away.
I did that too, and it's just
so emotionally affecting.
Yeah, and I think just like the spectacle. Yeah,
imagine setting out to do something like this, this artistic achievement, and actually succeeding
at
this level.
Yeah, that's yeah. I can't. I mean, I guess I can imagine that, but it just seems very unattainable. Seems like a lot of work, which is what Beyonce said, and I'm like, yeah. I'm not really motivated to do that in most arenas in my life. So, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really, really unbelievable. I guess with money and God, all things are possible, right? Isn't that what they say? With unlimited funds.
I felt God on that stage.
And God, all things are possible. Yeah.
And by that, I mean Beyonce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking, like, Beyonce should do something for the world.
She should, like, get her fucking life together.
Yeah, she should just fucking, I mean, come on, like one project every 2 years, come on. Why doesn't she make that Running America? Like,
there you go.
I would absolutely vote a Beyonce.
How old do you have to be?
Straight ticket.
3 years to run for president. Beyonce 2024. Beyonce Solange.
Oh yeah, that vote a straight Knowles ticket.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like that would be beyond Beyonce there. Like, beneath Beyonce.
Yeah.
She's, I mean, just like, no.
She would run a much cooler country than America.
Yeah, like, I'm out here changing lives. I don't have time to dick around with your little failing fucking theocracy. Like, I am out here, like, yeah, giving people the fucking vapors. So I don't have time for that. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just really, really blown away.
Right.
So,
guys, get your smelling salts.
Yeah.
Get yourself to Netflix.
If you guys are even later to the homecoming game than we are, you should go ahead and watch it. Maybe for the 10th time. Who knows?
I'm going to watch it again.
I feel like it's, yeah, it definitely holds up. I would certainly revisit for sure.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just marvel at the spectacle again. But I'm reassured that you had the same thing that I did where you thought that they were, the lighting was changing. I was like, how is it pink?
Yeah.
How's it pink now? And that, yeah, that fuchsia color was really, the whole thing, just outstanding.
Yeah, really outstanding. Really came together.
Yeah, she did an okay job, I guess. Eminem's probably, like, seemed better. all right, do you have anything else that you're currently watching and enjoying?
I think next week or sometime soon, you and I might talk about Special, which is a Netflix original, and I'm enjoying it. It was recommended to me by dear friend of the show, Lee. And it is so good. It is very funny. And it is 8 14 to 17 minute episodes, which is increasingly
just
becoming
a
favorite
them.
Format
yeah.
of mine.
Yeah. That is a good format. All right. Well, yeah. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be back next week with more TV on the Radio. Keep it here on BFF.fm for your Sunday listening. Indie Rock Girl Radio is coming up next.